we were not taught at Lincoln. You would have just said we weren't taught. We were educated. There's a difference. The difference is when you're taught, it's between the, you know, the covers of that book. But when you're educated, you're taught between the covers of this book and outside the book too. Mm-hmm. And so you were nurtured in so many ways. You were taught how to date. Boys were taught how to cook. You were taught how to act. You were also taught the Pythagorean theory, algebraic expressions, and you were taught the periodic chart, and you were also taught Newton's three laws in the physics classes. So you got all of that. And but it never stopped. The teaching never stopped. The educating never stopped. It was every day there was something to remind you that one day you had to be better than the next guy because of how you looked and who you were. And that was embedded in us, see.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think there's an important opportunity here for us to gain some insight. You mentioned that you're not saying that you know, segregation was good, but mm-hmm. obviously the way you're articulating your words and your feelings, you feel that something has been lost.
Absolutely.
How things are. What is it that's been lost?
Identity, the value of history, so many things like personal respect for each other, family, community. We've just lost so much. And I realize that time doesn't stand still, and you never want to be here tomorrow. You know, you got to progress and move forward. But we lost the very core, the fiber of those things that made us strong. I think we lost a lot of that when we began to integrate schools. For an instance, what happened when schools were integrated here in Alachua County? They closed Lincoln immediately. My brother, Ashira Wynn, and hundreds of others were transported over to Gainesville High School to finish the school year. Couldn't wait till the school year ended even. And so they closed Lincoln. What did that do to this community? Lincoln was the hub of the Black community. Everything took place virtually at Lincoln. The school was accessible. The pride was there. This is where things happened. So that sense of community was lost. You got to remember, Gainesville was not nearly as large as it is now. And I realize that again, things change. So when you start talking about the things that occurred after integration, we began to lose our identity. And while we are a melting pot, and diversity is extremely important to me, I spent many years working to make sure that organizations I was involved with and worked for were diverse. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we began to lose a lot of the identity that got us to this point. And what worries me about our history is that if that's not valued, then we could very easily lose the ground that we've gained. I submit to you that we were gained, that the ground that we, you know, the progress we made was based on those virtues that I'm talking about that we had prior to integration. Mm-hmm.